This call is being recorded.
Good evening, Stu.
Greetings.
Wonderful to be here.
Thank you.
It's fun with all of you, and we're so looking forward to this. We have been looking forward to this for a very long time. You have no idea what's in store. Not so much this weekend necessarily, and we did tell James to put in the writing there to all of you that to be ready for momentous, and that was true, but it was not necessarily for just this weekend. The momentous times are right around the corner. They are coming. You are going to be shocked in many ways as these things begin to develop. You have heard from Sananda has spoken of many, many events that are coming, and all of this stuff that is about to happen, and the event is coming, and changes, your Nisara, all of these things are on their way. But you have been hearing this for a long time, have you not?
Yes.
So, and you are saying, fine and wonderful, but when is it all going to be? Knock this stuff off about this soon and all of this. We're tired of hearing this, right? That's what you say, right?
Yes.
You're tired of hearing all
say, yes.
But it is still coming. It is still coming. It is going to be soon. It is
right.
It is imminent and all of these things. And yes, it is going to be momentous. Momentous. That is a wonderful word, is it not? It says so much as to the changes that are about to befall all of mankind. It is not just for you, the light workers and the light warriors. It is the entire planet here. It is, and in many ways, it is not even just the planet. It is the solar system. It is even into the galaxy. There are so many things that are coming, happening in the process right now. So many things that are developing, and they are coming to the surface very soon. And when we speak of coming to the surface, we also mean those of the Agarthans. They are coming up just as those from the Galactics are coming down. Everybody's going to meet and have a wonderful party. Are you ready for this? Are you ready to party?
Yes. Yes.
Are you ready to sing? We must sing now, okay?
Okay.
You know the fifth dimension song. The Aquarius. We need to sing this, do we not?
Yeah.
So is this not the Aquarian age? Is this not the wonderful time that they were speaking of?
Yes.
So how does it go? And the moon is in the seventh house.
The moon is aligned with the moon.
To guide the planet and
love will speed the stars. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius.
Thank you.
That would be tough if he lost his voice, then we cannot speak anymore. So we got to give him a rest here, okay? But did you like singing? Did you enjoy that? Special times, special times. And we are so pleased. I am so pleased here to be the one that is the, what you call the master of ceremony here. It is wonderful. And we have a wonderful weekend planned here for all of you. Not only those here in person in this room, but all of you that are on the phone too. We wish to give you a little bit of an analogy here. That of the, and of course you know, as soon as we say the word movie, you know what movie we are going to speak of, right? The Matrix, right? Because what is Neo? Neo, as you many of you know, if you take the name Neo and you spell it backwards, it is what? One, right? And was not Neo the one that was supposed to be the one? He was the one that was going to free everyone, or the beginning of the freedom of many, many, many more people. Now, you all are the Neos. not only just one of you, but you are all the Neos here. You are the ones that are helping to free humanity. You, those of you in the room, those of you on the phone, and all of the groups, all of the light warriors out there, you are the ones that are the Neos. You are the ones that are freeing everyone. The one. Do we not end every time when we say goodbye to you each time? Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one. That is what we are speaking of. Being the one that changes everything, that brings in all of these, the shift of consciousness to bring it to the collective consciousness. This is what we are speaking of here. And you, those of you, you are the catalyst here. You are the ones that are bringing this all about. Now, when we speak again of momentous, we speak of those things which are very close to coming. Look at what is happening in the universe, or the cosmos here. Look at how all of the signs are showing here that the universe, the galaxy, is conspiring to bring about this shift of consciousness. You have a lunar moon here. Did you not? You have the gate. The Lion's Gate here, did you not?
Right.
And you have a solar eclipse coming soon, very soon, the 21st of August. Many of these things, celestial events, everything is conspiring to bring this all about, to bring the changes to you. But as you know, and we would love to if we could, we would come down and we would do it all for you if we could, but you know that we can't, and it would not be good for that to happen, because we can only help you help yourselves here. But know, as all of these things are continuing on, we are right there with you all the time. Now, if you look around here now, those of you here in the room, those of you wherever you find yourselves now, you haven't already felt them, feel the presence of the many different ascended masters here, the galactics, the Garthans have come up here. They are all standing around watching, listening, all of this, waiting for me to make a fool of myself here even. Because they know I do sometimes. They know I stick my foot in my mouth sometimes. And I say too many things that are not supposed to be said. But you see, once I say them, it is too late, you see. So that is how I get around these things. What can they do after it's already been said? Now, we know that there are people on the phone maybe hearing this for the first time, and they're saying, what is this? This is what we tuned into. The person with a weird accent, Tibetan accent here, that is going on and singing and all of this. Where is the seriousness near? Here, where is we'll just stay with the seriousness here. Where is the seriousness?
Propriety.
You that know us, and especially myself here, know that, yes, I am very serious, but boy, I like to have fun and joy and
we
be
love
partying
it.
And all of these things. And do you remember that song, Celebrate?
Yes. Yeah.
We're not going to sing that
we need
now.
That. Thank you.
Another one here. But we are here for a celebration, are we not? Celebrating the lifetimes that you have been going through here to be in the position where that you are now to bring about these changes. And as you may not know, every single time you do those guided meditations that we have been taking you through, where it is mostly the same one over and over, it is purposeful that it is the same one over and over, because it has an effect. You have an effect on the collective consciousness as a whole. You are the ones that are bringing about these changes, because every time you use your imagination, your visualization, your thought processes, they go into a collective gathering point, what you might call the universal mind. And when those things are in the universal mind, they are there for everyone to pick up on. And that is how this spreads. It spreads and it spreads. This is how the light is spreading. And you think it is all happening over the internet only. No, it is much more than this. It is your entire thought processes that are bringing this all about. So trust yourselves. Trust in your power, your inner power to come forth this weekend, after this weekend, all of this. Your inner power is going to come forth. You are going to have dreams. Oh, my goodness. If you have not been having dreams and remembering those dreams, they are going to become very vivid dreams coming on here now. And it is going to be what you might call the precursor to the events that are coming here. And these dreams are going to be preparing you for what is going to come, as well as putting you in a position where you are able to assist those of us, assist the Galactics, the Agarthans, all of that in bringing this entire unity consciousness together here, because that is where you are going, is unity consciousness. Do you understand what unity consciousness is?
Yes.
It is the coming together of all of you into a oneness, into a remembering, a knowing, and my goodness, remembering. Some of you have already begun to remember who you are. Little bits and pieces coming in here and there, giving you an indication that you are much more than just this human body that is here. So much more. Many of you know that you are a spiritual being having a human expression. But how many out there think it is the opposite? A human body having a spiritual expression every once in a while. You see, what a difference there. And this is what the Cabal has counted on for a very long time, is that this would continue in this way, that they could continue to pull the wool over your eyes, or in this case, the veil over your eyes. But those of you that have been tuning in lately know that there is
no.
Stay loud. Stay loud and proud.
No veil.
There is no veil. Yes, there is no veil. There is no damn spoon either. You see? There is nothing there. It is all a figment of your imagination. You see?
Yeah.
But your imagination. What do we say all the time about your imagination? How real indeed it is. Use your visualization skills that you are learning or have learned. You have all brought these skills into you, into this lifetime. This is why you sit there and listen to this crazy person making these stupid comments sometimes, you see? It is because you have been there, done that before. And you are in the perfect position now, poised here for the climax or the crescendo to really begin here. And this is what this weekend is about, is beginning the crescendo, beginning, bringing it all about, preparing you. And my goodness, after this weekend, if you are not prepared, then something's wrong here, you see, because this is the process that you are in. Now, you can unmute your phones if you want to ask a question here. Any questions here?
Well, I have a question from someone named David.
Yes.
He wanted to know, well, he says, thanks for another enlightening transcript. I'm constantly checking my emails until the next one arrives. But I do have something that confuses me, and I wonder if you could get some clarification for me, please. We are constantly told that we are creators, and that we, with a positive attitude and being in a high energy, we can create anything we want. But I have been told by spirit for many years that unless it's in your life contract, it won't manifest. Her highest joy will bring you a lottery win. Would it be okay to ask, please? Anything?
Well, it's not only okay, you've already asked it.
Yeah, I know. I was.
My goodness, contract. Many of you are very wrapped up in this idea of contracts and karma and all of these things.
Yeah.
And yes, that is real. There is a contract when you come into your lifetime. You in a sense, sign a contract, not in blood, but in spirit, and you come in and you follow that contract for the most part. But there are times when you detour off of this and you go in other directions, and your higher self allows that process. It does not interfere. Even the higher self cannot interfere. You know, higher self has prime directive as well. Now, higher self can nudge and guide and whisper and all of these things, but many do not hear the whispers. They have to wait until they hear the shouts before they make a move here. So to say that if it is not in the contract, it cannot be, is not true. Now, we know that goes in the face of some of the teachings out there, but this is the way it is, you see. Even though you are in a contract, this thing can be changed. You can change your contract. There is not anything written in stone. There is never anything written in stone, because free will brings exactly that. Free will, it brings freedom of choice. And as you have freedom of choice, you can choose anything in your life that you want. If you want abundance, believe that you'll have abundance, and you will. Now, does that mean you'll win the lottery? Not necessarily, no. Because what is it that stops one from winning the lottery? Think about this for a second.
The numbers.
What is it?
The numbers.
No.
They don't really.
Yes, they don't believe, because what do you hear all the time? One in how many chances can win? One in millions that can win. But there are certain people that have figured it out. They have realized that it is not one in millions. It can be very low or very high chance of winning here. And that is what they believe. And when they believe it, they create it in that way. But to simply say that you believe something does not become a knowing. A belief can become a knowing after very long time of a belief process. Just as you have been programmed into believing many things that the cabal has trained you for, to keep you enslaved, to keep you under their thumb, you might say, as their sheeple. But all of you are tired of being the sheeple, are you not? You are ready to break out of it, break out of the matrix. And you are all breaking out of the matrix, because guess what? And if you don't know what the movie Matrix is, you better watch it so you understand some of these ideas. But all of you have taken that red pill. All of you have taken it. Not one of you took the blue pill, because if you had, you would not be on this phone call. You would not be here in this room. So you have all taken the red pill. You have all begun to free your mind. If you have not already done it, you've begun the process. And in this process, everything is possible. You hear that? We say it again. Everything is possible. Does this answer your question? Well, it's only if David is on.
I don't know.
Sound like a good answer, people?
Yes, excellent.
Okay.
Awesome.
There'd be other questions here.
Can I offer something about manifesting?
Yes.
So what I found in my life that seems to be common for all human beings is that the dominant thought is the manifesting mechanism. So when one has doubt, or one has chaotic thoughts, or one goes back and forth wondering if it's going to happen, digging up the seeds, looking at the plant to see if it's growing, all those things create a confusion and a chaos for the manifesting energy. So that if one would like to manifest something regardless of what they think, it requires focus, and it requires a dominant thought to take over. Would you agree with that?
Yes, certainly. You learned your lessons well from their dear Abraham.
Yep.
This is very, very, very correct. And we will take it a little bit further here in an analogy that many of you will understand. When the Yeshua was ready to change that water into wine, And in that process of doing so, did he think about it?
No.
Did he wonder if he could do it? Did he say to his disciples around him, well, I'd love to change this into wine for everybody, but I don't know if it'll work. No. He took the pitcher and poured it. And in the pouring, in that knowing at that time, it changed.
Wow.
He also really wanted some wine, too. So that's another story you don't hear. Okay?
Yes.
Did this answer your question?
Yeah, I just am concerned about people that talk about manifesting, but they haven't learned the technique yet.
Yes.
So they're wondering why they don't have what they want.
But you see, everyone has the technique within them. It is already there. The knowing is already there. It just needs to be reawakened in you, all of you. This is for all here. And this is not only for abundance in money and this type of thing. It is abundance in health as well. Your healing, your health process is all about belief system. And yes, there is some heredity mm-hmm. that comes into the picture. There is some of this type of thing. And your emotions and all of these things fit into it. But if you could but believe and then know, you would be completely healed of everything. There would be nothing that could get to you. For example, how many of you, when you were growing up as little boys and girls, how many of you were told you were going to get a cold once or twice a year as in the change of seasons? Do you remember this?
Sure.
Many of you, right? Come on now, be honest here.
Yes. Yep,
yes.
Bronchitis.
Yes, many of you.
Measles, everything. Chickenpox.
You heard it from your parents. You heard it from your teachers. You heard it from friends and all of this. And it became a programming for you. It was purposeful by the cabal, by the way, that they would make this happen, because what did it lead to? It led to aspirin, and it led to the fever medicines and all of these kinds of things, cold medicine and everything. All about money here, you see. But if you had gone through this, and many of you have now, many of you have figured it out, many of you have awakened into what's been going on, and you have realized that that is ridiculous to think that the weather can cause a cold. What a ridiculous idea, you see? And if you come at it in that respect, just as we are doing here now, it is ridiculous to think that you can get a cold just from being in a breeze or in front of a fan or anything of these crazy things that you come up with, because it is not true. Once you have come to understand this, you will never have a cold again. You will never have a fever again, unless it is necessary for your body. And there are times when fevers are very important to your body, because they burn out the impurities here. If you can't do it another way, then the body is going to do it for you, you see? But then what do? You get this fever and you begin to take fever medicine and all of this. And it takes care of the symptoms, yes, but it defeats the process. Many of you have come to understand this too. Let the fever burn itself out as long as there is no danger there. It does not get too hot here, in a sense, for the body. You see? You understand where we are going with this. This weekend, you are going to receive healing. There is a session that you are going to have. It is going to be a major healing session. But it is not the session itself. It is not the one who is conducting the session that is creating the healing. It is you that is creating. It is your faith in the process, your faith in who you are. This is what creates the healing. And once you know that there is nothing but pure and perfect health, then that is all you can have. You believe there is pure and perfect health, that is what you will have. You will not have disease anymore. And guess what? When you begin to believe that way, that has just moved you into the higher vibrations. And what have we said? when you are in the higher vibrations, you cannot have ill health. And as you come more and more to understand that there is no ill health, that leads you into higher vibrations and into more and more less ill health here. You see? In the higher vibrations, you cannot be sick. In the higher vibrations, you cannot be poisoned. In the higher vibrations, you can have no maladies whatsoever. In the higher vibrations, there is no fear. There is no hate. There is no jealousy. You see? This is where you are headed. This is where you are going. This is what you are going to remember, because you have all been there. In your systems that you come from, the planets that you come from, the galaxies, some even the universes that you come from. This is what you had. And you purposely volunteered to drop down into these low vibration, into this heavy density here, and to experience what has been going on in this evolution and be a part of this. For the process of bringing the collective consciousness out of it. And my goodness, have you done your job or what?
Yeah.
But many of you are saying, enough of this stupid job, I'm ready for R&R. I'm ready for my vacation.
I have a question in regards to what you were just talking about.
Yes.
If you believe or know you believe, or I guess I could say think you believe, can there be other, like, selves of yourself, like other, because you're multidimensional, that don't have that belief and it can affect what happens to you if you do believe?
What a wonderful question. Yes, certainly that is the case, but you have to understand that when you have connected more fully with your higher self, you have taken control of all of this.
Okay.
When you have merged with your higher self, you are merged with all of your multidimensional selves as well. This is what ascension is. Okay?
Okay.
But also understand that the ascension is not an overnight, a one-moment thing. One minute you are here in three-dimensional illusion, and the next minute you are up in the heavens somewhere. It is not that at all. It is a process. It is a transition process that you are going through, which leads to the ascension, which becomes the light body, or in some respects, the rainbow body ascension.
I have a question. It'll be five. You won right now. So.
That was a weird laugh, if that's what that was.
So I want to get back on the idea of unity consciousness. So my question is two things. The first part of it is unity consciousness required for ascension? Number two, what is the behavior of a being that has acquired and lived unity consciousness?
Unity consciousness is something that is difficult to explain, because it is partly the collective, but it is also the unity consciousness within yourself as well. As what the last question was, all of the multi-dimensional selves brings about a unity consciousness within you. But at the same time, you are all moving to a unity consciousness for the planet, and a unity consciousness for the solar system, and a unity consciousness for the galaxy, and so on and so on. So it is all part of the collective, or you are a part of the collective, which is the source. You are the source. The source is you. And this source consciousness is within all of us. All of us. Now, the second part of your question, can you repeat this, please?
What is the behavior of a being that has unity consciousness? Like, what are the attributes, I think?
One that has completely unified their consciousness, you would see pure love. You would experience pure love from this one. Nothing could rile this one. Nothing could upset this one. It would all be in perfect harmony, or this one would be all in perfect harmony. And the aura that came from this one would spread far out and would be seen by many. Not only for those who have eyes to see, but many as, others as well could begin to see this. This is where, when you go and you come back, and we are speaking specifically to the one who has asked this question, when you come back, when you come back, you are going to be demonstrating this to many who will be available to witness this.
Well, but part of my question was, do we need to acquire that or become that before we ascend?
It is in that process. But when you have fully ascended, you will be that.
So I'm not sure you answered my question. Is it a requirement to ascend?
To understand this, there is different parts of ascension. But the full ascension, that being the rainbow body or the full light body ascension, yes, that it would be the requirement.
Okay. Well, we all better get cracking.
Now, we need to caution you on that. You do not need to get cracking.
I'm just messing with it.
Yes. You do not need to do anything here in terms of working hard to make it happen. It is effortless effort that you are after here. In your daily activities, each and every moment when you can, find the joy in the moment that you are in. Be grateful for everything around you. Even if something is not going right, find something good about it. See the, what is your saying? See the glass half full. That is important. And when you do that, you are moving much more rapidly to your ascension. If you utilize that concept and that ideal as you are moving through this transition, it will bring you quicker to the ascension. But also understand that you are receiving a great deal of help and will continue to receive a great deal of help from many who are working with you. Those of us, yes, but there is also those aspects of your higher self that are working with you. There are guides, there are twin souls that are there with you. Everyone is helping this process here. Because this process is so much more than just the earth. It is so much more than the ascension of the mass consciousness here on the earth. Because it is happening across the entire galaxy here. What happens here on this planet happens in the galaxy. It will be reverberated. You have heard this saying that when a butterfly's wings flap in a certain part of the world, they can be felt as a breeze in the other part of the world. We'll take this further now. When it happens here on the Earth, it can be felt in a distant planet in the galaxy. You see? What happens on the Earth will be felt everywhere. This is why this is such a major occurrence here. Something that has never happened before. Now, if you think in terms of time frames here, never happened before. But if this is one universe And there are many universes before this universe. You begin to understand the enormity of what is involved here, what is about to happen. And you are all right there on the cusp of it, right there, ready to jump off that precipice that we speak of. You see?
Yes.
Other questions here?
I have a question, sir.
Can you speak up, please?
Yes. I have a question. I have been practicing as much as I can your ideas of being joyful, being connected with nature, being very grateful, and as a result, other people in my family tell me that I am disconnected, that I am forgetful, that I am not doing a good job looking for myself and things like that. And I understand there is it has to be some of that, but I'm not sure, is it okay that I'm completely drift away this way, or should I try to get myself on balance, or what is best? Because I would be very glad to just completely sit down and disconnect and be in another dimension.
First of all, there are no shoulds. So get that right out of your mind here. Okay?
Sure.
And also, do not be concerned about what others think. You are on the vanguard, the forerunners of all of mankind here, of the entire population. So think of the entire population as 7-something billion people here, and we're talking a few million people are the light warriors. Light warriors, not light workers. There are more. But you are the ones that are the forerunners here. You are the ones that are paving the way. You are the John the Baptists here that are preparing the way for the Christ consciousness to come into mankind, to come into the planet. It is already here, has been here for a very long time, but you are the ones that are bringing the light in and anchoring it and then spreading it across the planet. So do not be concerned about what others think about you, because in the final analysis, you will be the ones that, not that you can look back and say, nah, 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 see, I told you so. Not that. Not about that.
I like that one.
We do want you to know that you are special, because you have made yourselves special here. In this volunteer position that you have put yourselves, you are the ones that are bringing this all about. So no concern. As far as your family goes, it is what it is. They are where they are. You are where you are. You are all on your own path. And each path brings you to the ascension process. It is just some will take a more roundabout way, and others will go more directly in what we call taking heaven by storm. Although you have heard, as far as the Kundalini energy goes, as we have spoken before, don't take it too strongly here. You understand this?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Audrey.
Okay.
And can I add something?
Yes.
So it seems that when we pay attention to what other people are saying about us, it actually draws our energy in a different direction and holds us back from completing our own mission. Would you agree with that?
That is correct. It holds you in this three-dimensional illusion, just as the Cabal has planned here for you. The Cabal is very frightened of all of you. Very frightened, because you are the ones that they cannot control. Yes, they can do things here and there to eliminate one or two here and That is unfortunate, of course, but it is all part of the plan. It is all part of the orchestration here. But they cannot stop all. And if the 99%, or even a small percentage of that 99% came together, as is coming together, by the way, we need to put a, what to use the word, put a plug out even for this. And that is the 21st of August, when you have the total solar eclipse. There is a meditation that is being planned here, a great meditation. It has been started by the Cobra and Cordy Good, and it is something that is going to take the entire planet here, in a sense, by storm here, if you participate. You, those of you, the collective you, participate in this. It can bring great manifestation much quicker here.
Right.
It has great power because of the energies that are coming into the planet at that moment, at that time.
Where do we go to participate?
Thank you for that.
Anywhere that you are.
Awesome.
It is at, we're finding here, 11:11 Pacific time on the 21st of August.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that information.
I have a question.
And we would ask for you also to spread this around.
Sure, okay.
And all that you know, in wherever you can, post it on your Facebooks, on your what is the Twitter or whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's a strange word for it. But anyway, you understand here.
Yeah.
You can be very influential in this as well. All this is doing is going to help to speed it up a little bit more. But it is already as if a snowball that is rolling down the mountainside begins to get larger and larger and then creates an avalanche. See the analogy here?
Yeah.
And the avalanche then comes down, and the avalanche is unstoppable. You are the avalanche. That sounded good, did it not?
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. That was perfect. Thank you. Avalanche.
Yes, thank you so much.
Rita has a question.
Go ahead, yes. Rita. Dear Rita.
Hi, dear one. You know, we're talking a lot today, and you have mentioned many times that we put our hands up to be here and do this and serve. Could you tell us how that happened, the story, really what happened? Where were we at? And I think it was Jesus, Sananda, that drew, called the meeting for us to meet. Could you just tell us the real story? I've heard it many some other ways.
You are talking about the clarion call here.
Yes.
And you are correct in some respects, but Sananda did not call the meeting.
Oh.
Sananda attended the meeting. Sananda emceed the meeting, you might say, but he did not call it together. It was called together by Source. And it reached out across the universe here, not only the solar system and the galaxy, but the universe. And all of you came from many different places in many different dimensions at that time. And some of you were in very high dimensions. Some of you were even in a point where you could create a planet and run your, be the solar logos, or be the logos, rather, of that planet. That is where you have come from. And you volunteered, as you know, to drop down in this low density, in this into this crazy three-dimensional illusion that has developed here, knowing full well that you could become trapped here in this. And you were told that even. Sananda spoke about it. Others spoke about it, preparing you. But many of you, all of you, were chosen. You chose to be chosen. You volunteered. Many, many more volunteered than were able, than were selected. You were selected. Those of you that are on the phone, those of you that are hearing in this room, many who will read these words and resonate to these words, you were selected for this. Beyond many millions that volunteered here. Many millions. You see? So this is why we say you are special. Not to give you a big head, not to give you big ego here. No, certainly not. But to help you to understand who you are. You are so much more. And we know that Sananda is going to speak, not now at this time, but at another point here this weekend, and is planning to share about the more about the 12 tables that he has spoken of, and the missions that you are on, and all of this that you are to be a part of here, if you wish. So once again, you will be asked to volunteer. Ah ha ha! Think about that. Any of you said I ain't volunteering for another thing ever again. How many of you have said that already?
Yeah.
Don't ever ask me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's reading our minds.
But guess what? We volunteered as well.
Wow.
We came with you as well. We just, what you might say, got tired of this a little bit earlier than you and said, well, we're ready and done with this. We're moving on. But by golly, it took a lot of discipline to create this. Not that you will have to deal with all of the things that we had to go through, such as initiations and all of these things. Yes, you've had initiations, but nothing like what occurs in the East, in Tibet and India and all of these places in the high-up monasteries. There is so much that happens there that it would just bring you to your knees as to what we and others have had to go through to come through this ascension process. But you are in the right time, at the right place, and you have created this entire process, and you are ready to roll. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Maybe even a little rock in there, too.
A rock, girl.
We crack ourselves up, too.
Oh, no.
That's the best.
Other questions yet? Oh, he's over here saying, come on now, stop the questions. I need to transcribe this.
He can read mine.
I want to ask if anybody else is aware of the pink love that's coming in.
Oh, I see it. Oh,
yeah.
The
ceiling is filling with pink.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's something.
We're very glad that you have noticed this. This is the presence that is coming in to be a part of this weekend here.
And look at that one. It just appeared.
Yeah,
the light in the ceiling there. That little round circle.
It just appeared. It wasn't
We're going to tell you this. They're saying over there, well, be careful of what you tell them now. But we're going to tell you that there is going to be an expression here, one of these nights here, while you are here. And you are going to not have a show as you had that other time here, but you will have a manifestation. That is all we can say at this point. Okay?
I have a question, kind of like an observation question, what Cynthia said about, if I got this right. She's talking about unifying with our other selves, like our multidimensional selves. And what I just came to me is that the other aspects of us that reside at a higher dimensions are already unified. So they seem to be already, in order to achieve those other dimensions, they have more of a unified consciousness. So it seems that if we're in the third dimension asking if they're in conflict with us, it seems like the only conflict would be for us to unify our consciousness so that we would join in the higher levels of consciousness and become one with all of those things, all of those selves. So it's not about, it doesn't seem like it's, maybe I got this, maybe I didn't understand your question, but it seems that they're not struggling to unify with us. We're letting go of third dimensional aspects of us to unify with them.
That is correct. Yes.
Okay.
We have said many times that we're not coming down to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming up to meet us. At least halfway.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And including all the aspects of us.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
So there's no multidimensional selves that are at somewhere else, anywhere else, that are at a 3D level. They're all higher.
No, that is not correct.
So that's what I mean.
No.
That they're not all in the higher dimension.
I thought about that.
There are many three-dimensional worlds still out there.
That aspects of us are on the world?
Can be, yes.
So we are working on that then.
Yes, you remember the show, The Fringe?
Yeah.
Right, I did.
Those of you that saw that TV show, The Fringe, is that the word, the name?
Yes, Fringe.
The alternate universe.
The Fringe, yes. That was depicting what you are speaking of here.
Oh, wow.
So we have other aspects of ourselves, of our higher selves here on Earth, as well, right?
Can be, yes. Or can be parallel dimensions or other dimensions and parallel worlds and all of these things, yes.
So all we really have to be concerned about is unifying our own consciousness and of this body and this consciousness.
Yes,
right.
That is correct.
So what if the other of us within this same dimension, they all have the same level of consciousness, or they could be higher or lower of our...
Correct, yes.
Both.
It could be another me within the same dimension that is pulling me down. It's me down.
Yes, that is correct.
Mm-hmm.
However, as we rise in our
You all are getting this very well.
As we rise in our own vibration and become more conscious, unifying ourselves, we're pulling them up.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, that is also correct.
Yeah. So it isn't. So we don't need to be so worried about they're pulling you down.
But
we just have to clean up our
All we have to do is make sure that we pull up.
Ourselves,
Have you heard many times?
We will.
Have you heard many times that you cannot change another individual? You can only change yourself?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that goes for your multidimensional selves as well.
Your own front porch, they say.
Clean up your own house of consciousness.
I have a question.
Yes.
Hello. Hi, my name is Nancy. How are you? How's everybody?
Good.
We are wonderful.
Yes.
Great. The question I have is that I've been hearing about the 5D dimension for like close to 2 years now. But however, last year I was sleeping, and then seems like I was having a dream, but it seemed like a vision because I was seeing clearly what was happening. What I saw was that I was in my room, and then in my kids' room, I saw two tall beings with like long suits. I didn't see the color; it seemed to be gray or dark. It was a dark color, and they were talking to each other, and it was like a wind that was like going around them. And then they were saying that one person was saying she is ready, and the other person was saying no, she is not ready yet. And they were kind of having a conflict between them. And then all of a sudden, I saw them coming and standing by my bed, and I just felt so overwhelmed with their presence, and I couldn't handle it. And then I started praying, and then they just left. So I wanted to know, was I visited at that time? I don't know how to handle that.
Yes, you were visited at that time. And how you handled it is a matter of speculation here, because when you say you prayed, did you pray for them to leave?
I was scared. I didn't, yes, I was praying for, like, I'm like, oh, God, help me. You're like, what's going on? I was praying, yes. I wanted him to leave because when they came, my whole body felt overwhelmed.
At that moment, with your fear coming on, it dropped you into a lower part of the vibration here within the three-dimensional illusion, and they could not be able to be there with you after that.
Oh, okay. And what do I have to do for them to come back? And I've been praying for them to come back.
The very same thing happened to this one James, very similar to this. And he did the same thing. And after this, he spoke about it, just as you are, and asked us about it. And we said to him at that time, you'd been asking for a manifestation and asking for it, and here it was given to you, and you asked it to go away.
That's funny.
Wow. Did the same thing happen to me when they invited me to go to that sarcophagus?
Your dream or your vision?
In my real life, when I was 21, about. Master?
Are you speaking?
I have a question online from the phone. Can you hear me?
Are you speaking in terms of going to sarcophagus in Egypt?
Yes.
And you were invited to go to that?
Yes.
And you did not go?
I was fearful.
Because you were fearful?
Right.
Then you were not ready for it.
Yes.
See? You had been ready for it, had gone there, and been able to go into that sarcophagus, many things would have shifted in your consciousness at that point, and would have reverberated into your current life at this time.
Yeah. Mm.
An opportunity missed, you might say.
Wow.
But there are other opportunities, certainly. And mm-hmm. one of those opportunities is the idea that you are right here now, where you are.
Yeah.
And this one you accepted, you see.
Wow. Mm.
There was a question on the phone here. Someone wanted to ask.
Yes, this is Lorelei. In the experiences with my twin flame, and I've been working with my chakra and the five rites and everything, and the experiences with my twin flame, he keeps trying to get me this sort of like look in his eyes. Like, it's like I feel the presence of him and other beings. I don't necessarily see it. I hear what they're saying, like, but the vision of it, the seeing of it, is not really there for me. I mean, is that the way it is in the other dimensions, or is it just that I'm not there yet, where I could actually literally see them, like, and it's clear?
You would say the second part, that you are not quite there yet. But you get glimpses. There are times not only when you can see, but when you can feel, when you can sense. All of this is a part of this. Does not always need to be the seeing. Because when you are seeing, you are relying on your physical eyes. And it is not your physical eyes that's going to see through the dimensions. It is your third eye that's going to see through it. And then it will work together with your physical eyes at that time. See?
And the third eye, like the seeing through the third eye, will that occur to me like clear, like I can see what the face looks like and the hair and the body and everything? Or will it just be more of a sensing of it?
Oh, you can actually see it. It is very similar to the James here when he has heard from Sananda for many, many years, but never, ever saw him. But the one time in one of these advances, he appeared to him, and James was at that time, wow, that is what you look like. It was very special at that moment.
And the experiences of that I've been having, like in terms of doing the five rites and all, I've just been feeling like happier. Like I always feel pretty happy, but I'm even singing way even more than I usually do, like all day long. is that a sign that I'm like kind of, is that part of moving in the fifth dimension? Like you're just like happy, happy, happy? Is that the fifth dimension?
Yes. Certainly joy is very important here. And if singing brings you joy, then wonderful. Just be careful of where you are singing these things. Others might not be quite so joyful about your singing.
I know, that's always the way.
And you know why we can say that? Because listen to our singing, what you did earlier. You were probably thinking, oh my goodness, so off key and no harmony whatsoever there. See?
Well, I'm a good singer, but still, not everybody likes it. Thank you.
We are with you. We have a very melodious voice. Yes.
Yes.
I have a question.
We'll take one more question here, and then we need to release John.
Can I ask that?
Okay. The question I had is that some days ago, I think it was like last week, I had a dream, and I guess I have a two-part question. One is like, what do I do to remember all the parts of my dream? The second one is that the dream that I had was like, seems like I was with some other beings, and we were traveling, going from one place to another, and we were doing a lot of paperwork. It seemed that we were doing and meeting some very important people. And I remember, what I vividly remember from my dream is, like, I was in the ship, sort of, like what you see, like, in movies, but it was, like, a lot of lights. It was, like, a circular motion. That's what I remember more in the dream, and seeing, going to other places, doing a lot of paperwork. So I guess I want to know, what do I do to remember my dream, and what did it mean?
It sounds like you already remembered your dream. How many of you out there would love to have a dream where you are up in a ship and doing some kind of job there that you have there, and to come back and remember it? Many of you are doing this every single night, but you are not remembering it.
Can I offer something on that?
Please hold on here.
Yes.
Almost done with this. So as you are going and having these dreams, they're going to increase more and more, become more and more vivid. You are going to be remembering more of your dreams. There are certain things you can say ahead of time as you are drifting into sleep. Many of you know these things already. It is not a secret or anything of this nature. You can, in many ways, simply say, I will remember my most important dreams. You can do this. It does not necessarily mean you will remember them, because it may not be the right moment or the right timing for you to have the memories of this yet. But it is coming. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
So journaling your dreams, like as soon as you wake up and writing it down and journaling, and then going through the journal and looking at the continuity of the message, is that a good idea?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be very good, yes. That helps to jog the memory, you might say, as long as it is done almost immediately. Because how many of you know, as you come out of your dream state and you remember a little bit of it, but then as soon as you try to remember more, it fades.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All of you are in very similar circumstances here. There is one more question here. Cynthia, you want to ask questions?
Yeah,
this will be the last one here
for
now.
I'll try and keep it short. I've just been wondering this for so long. I kind of did get an answer that doesn't make sense to me. But, and you may even remember it if you were listening at the time. During the time of Ed, I got up to go to the bathroom one night, and I laid back down. I felt really good. It was like 3:00 in the morning or 3:15, and I had one of those lamps that you could just touch and it would turn on and off.
Yes.
Well, I was laying there, and I guess the light was on, and it got turned off. Oh, first my bed moved. My bed started shaking. And then the light went off, and so my hand was already over there, so I hit the light on real quick, because I was frightened. And then it went off, and I hit it on, and so this happened about 4 times. And then this something started to appear right next to my bed, and it looked like a white mist, like maybe somebody had robes on. It got bigger at the bottom. It was kind of swirling white energy. And I've never known, I was scared to death. And so I don't know if it was something that I was just fear of the unknown or if it was really something to be fearful of.
Fear of the unknown, yes. For there is no real fear. Just as there is no veil, there is no real fear.
Okay, but...
No, there are no okay buts.
Okay.
There is no fear.
I got you. But Ed said it was a Denison from Dimension C. So, I mean, what's that mean?
Well, that may have been, but there is still no fear.
Okay. Well, I felt it.
Yes. Because it is part of your programming is why you felt
right.
It.
But,
what we are saying
is
it is time now to go beyond the programming. Now, that is not to say that you, if you are... attacked by a rabid dog or something of this nature, that you're not going to feel fear and run.
Yeah.
Run fast, you see?
Yeah.
That is important. That fight or flight syndrome is important at this time still, within the illusion. But as you move into the higher vibration, that will be gone.
I mean,
you will not have to
be
worried.
The devil or something. I mean, that's...
It could have been whatever you want to create there, but why are you doing that?
I know, but I...
It was the devil.
So,
it is no devil either, people.
You have to let go of that. I just never have gotten...
No, you have not let go of it. Otherwise, you would not be bringing it up.
Well, I was bringing it up because you brought the James thing up about him wanting the manifestation, and then he got scared.
Yes.
So it made me think of that.
Okay.
By association from humans.
Okay.
We understand.
Okay.
But we can talk to you different than we talk to some others because you have been with us for a long time.
Yes.
You've been hearing our crazy antics for a while here. You're pretty crazy too. We need to end channeling here, the release channel. But before we do, we wish to share something with you that nobody here knows. Even the James did not know this now, but we are going to share what almost occurred here this weekend. There was almost an occurrence that there was not going to be a weekend.
Uh-huh.
It came right up to the almost to the last moment here where it would have been canceled, at least for those that were there on the phone. Because those forces, you might say, that are very much aware of this group meeting in this way, attempted to circumvent the communications that were available here. In other words, they took out a tower here in this area, and the tower took down the entire communications in this whole area. And this was meant not for you to bring up your egos or anything of this nature, but this was meant for you to bring you out of this so that this weekend could not occur. How's that for a surprise here?
So how's it working?
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. They were able to put the whatever it was that they did, they brought it back together. But they were brought it back together very fast. The thing that the cabal did here that they did not count on is that it would be repaired so fast here. It could have taken many days here. And this is what they were preparing for.
Grateful, very grateful.
It was not a storm,
an example?
What you call vandalism.
Yeah, we'll tell you what was that.
Wow.
Would it be an example of our unity consciousness to keep it together?
That is correct. That is correct. There was nothing that was going to hold this off, but they attempted to.
Oh, good for us.
Thank you for helping.
Ooh.
We are strong, united.
Thank you, one who serves. Thank you. Thank you.
We are going to release channel now and hope that all of this is a good portion for you might say, and be ready for more. This evening, there is going to be an experience. James does not yet know how this is going to happen, but we are going to guide it on here, that you are going to find that there is no veil, and you are going to move beyond the idea of there being a veil. And after this, you, if you trust this enough, this process enough, you will be able to look beyond the, that there is no veil there, even as you are looking. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Yes.